Hebrews chapter 4, and it's going to be verses 9 through 12. And I'm going to be reading out of the King James Version. So when you have the Word of God right where you are, somebody just shout hallelujah. Here beginneth the reading of God's holy and sacred word. It says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. And this is the text verse. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the heart and intent of the heart. The word of the Lord is blessed. Hallelujah. I'm going to be using for a topic on this morning, rest in God's word. Rest in God's word. Come on and pray with me. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I thank you right now for this sacred place and this sacred space and time. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I ask right now by the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God, that once again, you would just anoint these lips of clay, that you would give me clarity of speech, that you would seize my mind. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are the one who leads and guides into all truth. So I ask that you would just take us to that sacred place right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, I ask right now that an anointing would rest on the hearers of your word on this morning. I ask that an anointing would rest on their hearts to receive your word on this morning. I pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus that when it is all said and done, I pray right now that your people will be strengthened, that they will be encouraged, hallelujah, for the journey, hallelujah. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Saints of God, I said that the topic is rest in God's word. Hallelujah. Well, I am a person of definition, so let me tell you, first of all, what is rest, what rest is. The definition of rest is to cease work or movement in order to relax. It is to refresh oneself or recover strength. It is also allow to be inactive in order to regain strength, health, or energy. I like this one. Place hope, trust, or confidence on or in. But also that word rest here in the Greek, which is sabbatismos, which is where the word Sabbath comes from. It means the repose of Christianity. In other words, it is as a type of heaven. And repose just means a state of rest, sleep, or tranquility. Now, saints of God, we all know that we have been living in unprecedented times. We are and we have been witnesses to the likes of things and happenings that we have never even thought about. In 2019, we never conceived in our wildest nightmares. And yes, I said nightmares. I'm very specific by not saying dreams, because a dream to me suggests something wonderful. But in 2019, we never conceived in our wildest nightmares that 2020 would be a year of devastation on all fronts. Life had turned into a punching bag. Life was bleeding. And the blows were tremendous, and the blows just keep coming. So now, Greater Tab, here we are in the spring of 2021. I believe yesterday was the first day of spring. We are now celebrating a year later of the fact that the Lord has kept us. Oh, glory to God. And you ought to give God some praise right where you are, because it was our Lord, it was our God alone who has kept us, who has brought us to this year. Many of us thought that we were not going to make it, and many didn't make it, but he saw fit, hallelujah, to bring us to this point. Saints of God, there are circumstances, there are situations, there are life issues, family issues that are literally screaming at most of us. We're still dealing with a virus that's still wreaking havoc. We're still hearing and or experiencing the loss of people known and unknown. And not only as a result of the virus, but also because of all kinds of diseases. Oh God, we've got people who are still losing their jobs. We've got people whose unemployment checks have already run out or about to run out. We've got people who are waiting on stimulus checks. And then we've got some people who are not going to get stimulus checks. Our sons and our daughters, our brothers, our sisters, our nieces and nephews, everybody seems to be like they are losing their mind. We are living in a world where everything is upside down, that people are going crazy. And then to top it all off, saints of God, the saints of God are falling away from the truth of God's word. And yes, the Bible does say that there would be a falling away. But saints of God, I submit to you, it's not because the church doors were closed during the pandemic. No, unfortunately, the saints of God were falling away prior to a pandemic. And let me be fair, there are so many reasons for why that is. Oh, but Greater Tab, I believe that one of those reasons is because two things. People were either ignoring God, and then there were those who were not resting in God's word. Well, I want to say to you on this morning, if you were one of those who were not resting in God's word, oh God, I have a word for you on this morning, and you need to be encouraged. Hallelujah. When you look at your own lives, your situation, and all that's going on, I know the question that you're asking. You're asking, Reverend Logan, how in the world, with all that you just said, with all that is before us, how in the world do I rest in the midst of all of this? I'm glad you asked that question. It will be answered. You may be judging or juggling many things on your plate. You may be physically and spiritually depleted. My God, after 2020, oh God, it's only the word of God that can keep us bouncing back. Oh God, you're juggling this. You're physically and you're spiritually depleted. But God promises, saints of God, and provides rest through his word. Now I have to query the house on this morning. What comes to your mind when you think about the word of God? How do you feel about the word of God concerning you personally? What does the word of God mean to you? Do you ever think about God's word providing rest? Has anybody ever really asked themselves these questions? Saints of God, I don't want you to feel bad about that if you haven't, because the bottom line is most of us haven't asked ourselves those questions. The bottom line is we usually just feel what we feel, and then we just keep it moving. Are you praying with me? In the book of Hebrews, your Bible says the epistle, the letter of Paul, the apostle to the Hebrews. But you Bible scholars, you already know that there is no real proof that he's the writer. However, if you do study the Bible, you will see that this letter does have the Pauline language. It smacks wholeheartedly of the type of style of the Apostle Paul. Paul was admonishing those Christian believers that there was more to gain in Christ than to be lost in Judaism. They were at unrest due to persecution from their fellow countrymen who had not yet converted to Christianity. Therefore, oh God, help us here. They were trying to turn back. Oh, you need to touch yourself on this morning and you need to say, no, don't turn back. Don't turn back. Don't turn back. You need to touch. If you've got somebody sitting next to you, you need to touch them and tell them, no, don't turn back. No, saints of God, now is not the time to turn back on God. Now is not the time to quit, but now is the time to move forward. And now is the time to rest in God's word. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Hebrews 4:9-12. I love this. This is an encouraging chapter. because it reassures us that we have not missed an opportunity to not just rest, but to enjoy the rest promised by God. Did you hear what I said? I'm not just talking about rest, but I'm talking about rest, to enjoy the rest that is promised by God. However, saints of God, I must warn you, it is contingent on our obedience in completing the work God has assigned to us. Oh, help us, Jesus. Listen, God himself, Jehovah, the self-existent God, the self-contained God, the God who does not need anybody to do anything. He doesn't need any help from us. He does not need anything to do what he needs to do. It is this same God who rested on the seventh day after he completed his work. If our God, hallelujah, who rules supreme, can rest, oh, come on now, why can't we? Why can't we? When you do what you are supposed to do for God, you can enter into his rest, whatever that assignment may be. And let me just say this. It's not always related to the church. Your assignment may be in Jerusalem. Your assignment may be in your house. Your assignment, hallelujah, may be on your job, dealing with your supervisor in terms of how you deal with that atmosphere, in terms of your attitude. You don't know. I don't know what your assignment is, but God knows what your assignment is. And I encourage you, hallelujah, to enter into God's rest by first doing what God has assigned you to do. Hebrews 4:9-12 is, hallelujah, it is a power-packed chapter. Now, I want to say that David in the Psalms, he encouraged Israel to obtain rest, but not just rest, God's rest. And he used the word today. Oh, God. People of God, on this worship call, God wants you to know on this morning, hallelujah, those of you that took the time to come on this call, God wants you to begin to rest today. Somebody say today, hallelujah. Somebody say today a second time, glory to God. Somebody say today a third time for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. It's something about entering into rest. Oh, God, there are, as I stated previously, saints of God, there's so many things to distract and attract us. And one of those things is when we fail to believe God's word. Oh, help us in here. Oh, help us in here. You may be saying right now, oh, I believe God's word. We've all said it. We'll say we know God's word is true. But when we're in a holding pattern, we start doubting the promises of God. Can I get a witness, somebody? Things start to get fuzzy, like a bad connection on your satellite TV. All of the lines start merging together, and then suddenly it looks like it's losing color, or the screen goes dark. It goes completely blank. You no longer have a clear picture, and then you no longer have a picture at all. Oh, God, is there anybody on this call that knows what it's like? Hallelujah. Listen, I can tell you about some blackouts. Hallelujah. Do you know what it's like for things to start looking fuzzy and then all of a sudden you're plunged into absolute darkness? And I'm not talking about just the pandemic. I'm talking about things that have happened in your life before a pandemic ever hit this world. Oh, God. A pandemic. The pandemic, yes, that was also a blackout, and it caused a blackout in other areas of our lives. Saints of God, when you are in a blackout, when it doesn't look like there's any light and you don't know what to do, where to go, who to talk to, that's when unrest comes into play. And saints of God, as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. When your mind and your body is at unrest, it throws everything off. Hallelujah. But I like Hebrews 4. I like Hebrews 4 because the word of God all throughout, it reeks of opportunity. saints of God, I need you to know that even in the midst of trying times, even in the midst of a pandemic that's still going on, even in the worst of situations, there is always opportunity. Oh God, yes, there is always opportunity. So in Hebrews 4, the word of God all throughout, it reeks of opportunity. It reeks of rest. But guess what? It depends on how you process that word in your spirit. That word rest must get in your spirit, man, and it must abide there. Oh, greater Tab, that word rest must get in your hair follicles. Hallelujah, it must go all the way down, hallelujah, to our crusty toenails in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, that word rest must come oozing out of our pores in the name of the Lord Jesus, just like sweat comes out of your pores, hallelujah. Oh God, that word rest must be in your spirit. Tell yourself to rest. Lay hands on yourself and say rest. Hallelujah. Oh yes, saints of God, we must rest in God's word. The enemy will do everything possible to cause you to be in a state of panic. Oh, but God, hallelujah. We thank you for the power of your word. Oh boy, hallelujah. Verse 12, the text. Chapter 4, I said to you, is a powerful word, but verse 12 is powerful, and it is always a quoted word. For verse 12 says again, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The saints of God, I want to tell you this morning, it also exposes our innermost thoughts and desires, and it also exposes our concerns. Let us break this verse down for a minute. As those of you know, my Bible scholars, you know that this is written in the Greek. So I want to tell you exactly what these words mean. God is theos. It means that he is the supreme divinity. That word quick, it means to live. It means alive, literally and figuratively, for a lifetime. That word powerful is energies. It means active. It means operative. It means effectual. That word sharper, hallelujah, and it is only mentioned two times in scripture, but it means to cut as if by a single stroke. Oh, that's the power of God's word, hallelujah. Two-edged is a double-edged sword, hallelujah. It could cut from the front to the back. Piercing, it means to reach through, it means to penetrate. Asunder, it means to rend apart, it means to separate. Soul, the Greek word psuche, is breath. It deals with the rational and the immortal, soul and mind. Well, saints of God, what does all of that mean? What it means in that verse, the word of God is telling us, hallelujah, that the word of God is alive. The word is not dead, and it is alive, not just today, but it is alive forever. You need to rejoice right there, hallelujah. You need to throw up your hands and shout about that, hallelujah, because our God is alive. The word of God is alive. It means the word is active. It means the word of God is operative. It means it is effectual. Oh God, it means it's so sharp that the word can cut by a single stroke. Hallelujah. So I don't care what the adversary may be speaking into your mind on today. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do in your household. All it takes is one word from God. Oh God, one word by a single stroke. Hallelujah. Will cut him down to pieces in the name of Jesus. The word is piercing. It'll reach through and to the unreachable. It'll penetrate the most difficult situations. Hallelujah. The word penetrates your spirit, soul, and body. Come on, Bible scholars. You know about spirit, soul, and body. Spirit is God consciousness. Soul is self-consciousness. Body is external consciousness. The word of God will take care of you, spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. It'll separate that which needs to be separated. Oh, and I just love verse 9 when Paul says to us, this is the promise, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. People of God, I need to let you know on this morning that we must rest in the truth and the power of God's word. Oh, God's word provides rest for us. We must not be like the children of Israel who wandered in the wilderness and didn't cross over into the promised land blessing. Oh, God, for all Jehovah has done for them, they did not rest in his promises. And his promises came to pass, saints of God. See, make no mistake about it. When God makes a promise, he keeps his promise. Whether or not we be around to receive it, that's a whole nother story. But it is contingent. Oh, God, it is contingent on us believing in his word. It is contingent on us entrusting in his word. And that's what rest is. To rest in his word means that we are to trust in his word, that we are to trust and rest in the power of his word. Oh, you need to give him some praise right there, right where you are. His promises are yea and amen. Hallelujah. All the promises of God, they did come to pass for the following generation, but not for them. The saints of God, that must not be us. Oh, no, 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 no. We must not leave here. Oh, God, we must not leave this earth realm without, hallelujah, receiving the promises of God. The Lord does not want you or I to come short of his rest. Did you hear that? The Lord does not want us to come short of his rest. He is calling us to rest through his word. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank God. We must not come short of his word. Paul is reminding these Christians, and he is reminding us on this morning that the gospel was preached to them and to us. Hallelujah. Paul is reminding us that we should profit from those promises. Oh, God, that we are to profit from God's promises. Is there anybody on this call like Reverend Logan? You want to profit from God's promises. You don't want the word just to be spoken and then to just lay dormant on the shelf. Oh, no. We want to be walking vessels of God's promises. We want to be the manifestation of God's word. Hallelujah. The children of Israel died of disobedience and unbelief. Saints of God, the Lord is telling right now some mother or some father, someone who's unemployed or discouraged. You may be confused. You may be lonely. You may be angry. Oh, God, you may be asking questions. Why in the world did this happen? Oh, saints of God, I'm here to tell you on this morning, and you already know this. There are some things that God allows, and there are some things that God ordained. I'm not going to say that God ordained what we are going through, but I am saying that he allowed it, and he allowed it for a reason. And for particularly us as the people of God, hallelujah, this is our proving ground. So I don't know where you are on this morning. I don't know if you're financially stressed. I don't know if you're depressed about your life. I don't know what your situation is, but God is calling you to a position of rest. It is only when we truly believe in God's word that we can enter into God's rest. Oh, hallelujah. I need you to lift up those hands, hallelujah, and shout unto God right where you are for the power of resting in his word. We are to have confidence in the power of his word. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. St. Matthew's 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. All throughout the Bible, God is admonishing us. He is calling us into a posture of rest. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Why won't you rest in God's word? Why won't you trust God's word? Hallelujah. The word in Hebrew is letting us know that we must labor to enter into God's rest. You know what that word labor means? It means to be diligent. Saints of God, we can't sit back and hold our hands and fold our hands and like act like this is no big deal that's happening in our lives today. We must be diligent in entering into that rest. Well, Reverend Logan, how do I enter into that rest? You enter into that rest by reading in God's word. You enter into that rest by meditating in God's word. You enter into God's rest, hallelujah, by falling down on your face and worshiping him. You enter into God's rest by lifting up your hands and ascribing glory to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You enter into rest by saying, Lord, I bless you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, you're better than life. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. Lord, I adore you. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. And I don't know, I just get a sense on this call, hallelujah, that there have been some people you have been at unrest. Oh, but I came here, hallelujah, as the servant of the Lord on this morning to let you know some good news, hallelujah, that today, hallelujah, you have entered into a new season. Today, you have entered into the season of rest, and you have entered into rest, hallelujah, because of the word of God, hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands right where you are before the Lord. Come on and receive that rest right now. Open your mouths and thank him, hallelujah, for endowing you, hallelujah, with rest in the name of the Lord Jesus. I decree right now, rest over your minds in the name of the Lord Jesus. I decree right now in the name of the Lord Jesus that rest has infused your atmosphere in the name of the Lord Jesus from the top of the doorpost to the bottom of the doorpost. I decree right now, rest is in every room in your house in the name of the Lord Jesus. I decree that when you walk out, hallelujah, you will be walking with the mantle of rest in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, somebody may be fearful, hallelujah. Somebody may be afraid to lay down at night. Maybe you having bad visions, hallelujah. Maybe you find it difficult to go to sleep. Ah, but the word of God says that when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Hallelujah. Yea, thou shalt lie down and thy sleep shall be sweet. Oh, yes, you shall have a restful night. Hallelujah. You shall have a restful day. You shall have a restful night. Hallelujah. God's word says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, God, God's word is saying, I am your healer. I am your provider. I am your peace. I am not only your way out, but I am your way in. Oh, hallelujah. The word of God is saying on this morning, hallelujah, don't you be depressed about anything. Don't you worry about anything. Don't worry if you get a stimulus check or not. God is your stimulus check. Hallelujah. Who has been taking care of you all of your life? Who has been providing for you? Hallelujah. Who has walked through you? Hallelujah. In the valley. Who was with you on the mountaintop and in between? Oh, come on, somebody. Bless his name up in here. Glory to God. Who was with you in the midnight hour? Who was with you, hallelujah, when you had to stand by the graveside? Hallelujah. The same God that was with you then is the same God that is here with you on this morning. It is he, hallelujah. Oh, God, our Jehovah, the great I am. He is, hallelujah, everything that you could ever need. Hallelujah. Saints of God, glory, hallelujah. Just enter into his rest on this morning. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Saints of God, listen, as you go forward, be diligent about resting in God's word. Change is not always easy or welcomed, but the word of God is a keeper. The word of God is a keeper. God bless you. May heaven smile upon each and every one of you. And may you receive this word in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against it. And all you have to do is lock hold, hallelujah, to God's word. Hallelujah. And I promise you, if you stay in that word and you meditate in that word, God will provide you rest in him and in his word. God bless you, Greater Tabernacle.